名感谢祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you, O Lord.
主啊，我们再一次献上我们诚恳的祷告。
We once again, Lord, offer our utmost prayer to you.
感谢你带领我们在忙碌的生活当中，在主的恩典当中享受安息。
We thank you that in the midst of our busy lives, you provide us peace and rest.
因为你就是我们的生命。
Because you are our life.
让我们胜过罪恶，得胜死亡。
To allow us to overcome sin and to overcome death.
带给我们今生来世双重的盼望。
And you bring us both blessings in this life and in the life to come.
好，我们知道我们在地面上所安息，盼望将来那更美好永恒的真安息。
We know that as we rest today in this world, we also hope for the future eternal rest to come.
啊，求你继续把你的道理赏赐给我们。
May you continue to deliver your word to us.
啊，让我们能够一生一世走在你的恩中，直到永远。
So that all the days of our lives we can walk in your grace to the very end.
啊，求你借着圣灵充满我们每个人的心。
We pray that your Holy Spirit can fill each and every one of our hearts.
借着你的灵来带领我们的脚步。
To guide our footsteps through your Spirit.
让我们一生一世都在你的恩中，直到永远。
So that again we can be in your grace forever and ever.
我们在聚会之前再一次的向你献上祷告。
Before our service, we once again offer our prayer to you.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你的圣名。
May all the glory, praise, and honor be to your holy name.
愿你将平安喜乐充满在我们当中。
And may you grant us peace, joy in our midst.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank you. Amen.
大家请坐。
Please take your seats.
我们继续来学习箴言第三章。
We will continue to learn from the book of Proverbs chapter 3.
我们今天早上谈到三点哦。
This morning we mentioned 3 points.
说遵守神的诫命啊，我们可以得到生命跟平安。
We know that if we keep God's commandments, we can have length of days and we can have peace.
第二点说要把诚实慈爱常常记在我们的心上。
Secondly, we mentioned that we need to constantly have mercy and truth in us.
然后我们就能够得到神跟世人的恩宠。
And by doing so, we can find favor in both man and God's sight.
再来说，专心仰赖神，神就指引我们的脚步。
Thirdly, if we trust in God wholeheartedly, then He will guide our footsteps.
我们看到以撒，他遵从神的吩咐。
We see that Isaac obeyed God's commandments.
所以在非利士的地方啊，在那边耕种。
And so he was planting in the land of the Philistines.
虽然当时是饥荒的时代，神却给他百倍的收成。
And even though that land was going through a famine, he yet reaped 100-fold.
当他成功以后啊，惹来非利士人的嫉妒。
After he was successful, the Philistines came to envy him.
非利士人欺负他，想要把他赶走。
They tried to take advantage of him and drive him away.
所以当他的仆人把井挖出来啊，非利士人就占掉了。
Every time Isaac's servants dug a well, the Philistines would come to stop it up.
以撒虽然不跟他们计较，一直的让步。
Even though each time this happened, Isaac didn't quarrel with them and instead gave way to them.
但是神却一步一步的带领他走到一个更宽阔的道路。
God still guided his footsteps step by step, so he came to an even more spacious land.
后来非利士人就不敢来了。
Eventually, the Philistines didn't even dare to come anymore.
所以以撒说啊，神让我在一个宽阔的地方啊，我可以在这边发展。
That's why Isaac later said, God has given me a good and spacious land so that I can grow here.
后来非利士人的王跟军长啊来见他。
Afterwards, the Philistine king and general came to meet Isaac.
以撒说啊，你不是恨我们啊，把我们赶走吗？
Isaac said, do you not hate me and try to drive me away?
你为什么来见我呢？
Why do you come to see me?
非利士人的王啊，亚比米勒说，
The king of the Philistines, Abimelech, he said,
所以因为我们明明看到神跟你同在。
He said, it's because we clearly see that God is abiding with you.
虽然我们一直欺负你，想要把你赶走。
So even though we try to take advantage of you and drive you away,
要让你没有办法生存下去。
to cause you to be unable to endure here.
啊，但是神却祝福你啊，让你越来越宽阔，越来越昌盛。
Yet God continues to bless you so that you have even more abundance and are more spacious.
所以那不然呢，我们就一起来立约。
So why don't we make a covenant?
啊，那我们不欺负你，你也不欺负我们。
So that we will no longer try to attack you, nor you attack us.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们如果所行的好。
The Bible tells us is if we do good,
神也会让我们呢的敌人来跟我们和好。
Then God will allow even our enemies to become our friends.
啊，所以虽然呢，啊，一直受欺负啊，但是以撒一直的让步。
Even though he was constantly taken advantage of, Isaac always gave way.
神且更加祝福他啊，更让他昌盛。
And in doing so, God blessed him even more abundantly.
所以真的神的眼目在遍察全地呀。
So it's true that God's eye searches the world.
啊，要显出大能来帮助那些敬畏他啊、纯诚实的人。
So that he can manifest his almighty power to help those who revere him.
啊，我们来看三章第七节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7.
箴言三章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7.
说不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。第八节。
8.
这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。这里讲到说啊，我们要敬畏神，远离恶事。
The Bible tells us here that we need to fear the Lord and depart from evil.
啊，神就要是给我们呢、啊、身心健康啊啊，身体强壮。
And in doing so, God will in return give us health to our flesh and strength to our bones.
所以健康啊啊是神所赐的。
This tells us that health is given to us by God.
但是我们要得到神的祝福啊，就是要敬畏神，远离恶事。
And if we want to receive this blessing from God, then we need to fear God and depart from evil.
说神要做我们的磐石，坚信依靠他的，他会保守我们十分的平安。
God will be our strength and our refuge, and if we rely on Him, He will give us peace.
所以我们看到很多弟兄姊妹啊。有的在病痛患难当中，后来来信主。
You see, a lot of our believers, they come to believe through sicknesses.
啊，所以神是给他健康平安。
And God gives them health and peace.
啊，有的人本来有一些不好的习惯。
Some people in the past had bad habits.
但是靠着主的帮助啊，把这些习惯改掉了。
But through God's help, they were able to get rid of these bad habits.
啊，神有赐给他们健康的身体。
And God gives them a healthy body.
以前在台湾的山地啊，啊，因为他们啊都住在那个比较偏僻的地方。
In Taiwan, we have a lot of Aboriginal people who live further away near the mountains.
以前山地人啊，他们身体很强壮啊，所以在日本的时代啊，日本人管的时代啊，他们常常会造反，所以把他隔离开来。
And because they were all very strong, had good health, when the Japanese occupied Taiwan, they would often rebel, and so they were cut off from the rest.
所以他们没事做啊，所以染上一些啊醉酒的习惯。
Because eventually they had nothing to do after being cast out of society, then they began to become drunk.
啊，酒一喝醉了，就常常打架，甚至伤害自己。
Once they became drunk, they would fight and maybe even kill each other.
啊，所以常常有的人呐、啊，用酒瓶把自己敲得满头流血，就躺在地上。
Some people get drunk and they even hit their own heads with the beer bottles and are lying on the floor bleeding.
啊，常常啊，一喝酒就闹事，彼此争吵。
Or once they get drunk, they quarrel and cause chaos.
好、哦，但是感谢主，我们道理传到三地的地方以后。
But we thank God after the gospel was preached to these regions.
啊，他们的啊生活啊，啊就他们的那种习惯啊，啊就靠着圣灵帮助啊改掉了。
By relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, they started to transform their lifestyle.
啊，所以后来警察都没事了，有的。啊，那个警察局啊，派出所都撤销掉了。
It came to the point that the police would have nothing to do, and they would even shut down some police locations.
啊，因为神的帮助啊，改掉一些不好的生活习惯。
And it's because God's power and help allowed them to transform some of their bad habits.
所以神赐福给他们有 好的生活环境啊，有健康的身体。
So God gave them a good lifestyle and healthy bodies.
啊，就是因为属神的道啊，啊，离弃不好的行为。
And these are the results of fearing God and departing from evil.
神就赐福给他们平安。
And so God gave them peace.
啊，我在工作当中啊，也碰到几个例子。
When I was working, I met a few examples.
啊，有一个青年哦，啊，他本来吸毒。
There was a young man, he was taking drugs.
所以很年轻，三十几岁啊，就身体很不好。
And so at an early age, in his early 30s, he started to have bad health.
肝硬化了，医生说他活不久了。
And his liver was decaying, and the doctor said he wouldn't live much longer.
啊，有一次啊，他开着车子去修理。
One time he took his car to get fixed.
啊，碰到有一个教会的弟兄啊，啊，在那边卖那个啊零食啊。
And he met one of our church brothers who was selling some things there.
啊，很羡慕说啊，这个弟兄虽然年纪大一点呐，但是看起来身体很强壮，脸色很红润。
And then, so this young man, when he saw our church brother, even though the church brother was slightly older, he admired him because even though he was older, his health looked better and his complexion.
啊，所以这个年轻人就很羡慕。
And so the young man was very envious.
我才三十几岁啊，就病歪歪的。
And he thought, I'm only 30 and I've all.
全身一身病啊，脸色又不好。
I've got sicknesses and my color is poor.
啊，这个那个弟兄啊，一方面做生意啊，一方面讲道理。
Now our church brother, on the one hand, while he was working, he also preached the gospel.
啊，所以他就很注意的听。
And then so this young man diligently listened
to what he said. 后来就到教会来。
And eventually he came to church.
啊，因为他有不好的习惯，又吸烟啦，啊，也曾经吸毒。
Because in the past he had bad habits of smoking and even taking drugs.
啊，所以人啊非常懒散。
He in general was very lazy.
啊，第一次来到教会的时候，坐在最后面啊，就躺在那里。
The first time he came to church, he sat in the last row and kind of lied there.
手上还叼个烟呢。
He even had a cigarette in his hand.
啊，有一个长老就过去说：“哎，年轻人啊，你进到教会来哦，你要把烟啊，先把它弄掉。”
And then so an elder came to him and says, "Young man, when you come to church, you need to first put away your cigarette."
啊，要好好端正的坐着参加聚会。
You need to sit up straight and pay attention to listen to service.
啊，感谢主啊，他也渐渐来听道理，以后他渐渐明白。
Thank God, slowly by attending service, he began to understand.
他说啊，我们信主啊，啊要受洗，将来才能够进天国。
And then he came to believe that. As a believer, we have to be baptized so that we can go to heaven in the future.
因为那个时候他想说啊，他大概活不久了。
He thought to himself that he probably couldn't live very long.
所以来几个礼拜就要求说啊，你们是不是可以帮我洗礼？
And then so after he came just a few times, he says, "Well, can you allow me to be baptized?"
啊，长老说啊，你还没有听懂道理啊，你要听得懂道理哦。啊，才能够洗礼。
The elder replied, "says you haven't fully understood all of the doctrine, so you need to understand first before you're baptized."
啊，感谢主，后来他也啊，经过一段时间，哎，接受洗礼了。
But we thank God that over a period of time, he finally was baptized.
啊，有一次啊，这个长老到他们家去访问。
Now one time, the elder went to his house to visit him.
哈，他躲在那个房屋的角落那边呐，还在打那个。啊，毒针呐！
Yet he was hiding in a corner, giving drugs to himself.
啊，长老跟他讲说，哇，你信耶稣了，你现在这个习惯要靠主耶稣帮助，要把它改掉。
The elder said, "You believe in Jesus now. You need to rely on him to kick this habit."
因为你注射那个毒药啊，那个是慢性的注射。
Because by taking these drugs, you're slowly killing yourself.
他说啊，我虽然想要改啊，但是我没有力量，就是改不掉啊。
The young man said, "Even though I want to change, I just don't have the power to change."
啊，大家都帮助他祷告，后来他得圣灵。
Everyone prayed for him, and he finally received the Holy Spirit.
啊，接受还没有得圣灵之前呢，他曾经有一次哈，啊，骑着脚踏车要去买那个药来吃来吸啊。
Actually, one time before he received the Holy Spirit, he was riding his bike to go buy drugs.
有天使啊，阻在路上。
And there was an angel waiting on the road.
说你要到哪里去
？And asked him, "Where are you going?"
他说要去买药啊。
And he says, "I'm going to buy drugs."
天使就把他。打了一下，他整个人啊，从车上就滚到那个旁边的田里。
And then the angel hit him and knocked him off the bike, and he fell into the field.
全身脏兮兮的，啊，就回去了。
And he went home filthy, dirty.
啊，虽然他想要改啊，但是靠自己没有力量。
Even though he wanted to change, he couldn't change by relying on his own ability.
但是感谢主啊，后来得圣灵以后啊，神的灵就帮助他。 有力量啊来胜过。
But thank God, after he received the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit helped him to overcome the problem.
他把这个坏习惯啊，这个改掉。
And he changed all of his lifestyle.
后来他自己在见证啊。
He testified himself.
他说啊，本来因为啊，就是开那个计程车。
He said originally he was a taxi driver.
其实啊，赚的钱啊不够买毒药。
And that the money he made as a taxi driver wasn't enough to buy the drugs.
所以家里一直都很穷。
And so his family was always very poor.
好啊，他又生了好几个孩子。
Yet he himself had many children.
又养不起。
And he couldn't afford to raise
them. 所以把孩子啊一个一个就送人家。
And so one by one he gave away his children.
后来信主以后啊，就觉得不太对啦。
After he believed, he felt this something was wrong with this.
然后一个一个去找，把孩子找回来。
One by one he went to go find his children to get them back.
有一个孩子啊被啊人家把他带到日本去。
One of his children was taken to Japan.
他一直拜托啊，那个把他带去的那个人一定要把孩子还给他。
And he kept asking this man, "Please give me back my child."
那个孩子啊，已经好几年没有见面了。
It already been a lot of many years since he had last seen his child.
后来对方啊，就真的从日本呐、啊，把孩子带回来给他。
And the person from Japan finally brought his child back to him.
他说到机场要接孩子的时候啊，他心呐、啊、蹦蹦跳。
He said when he went to the airport to meet his child, his heart was racing.
不晓得说这个孩子认不认得他。
He didn't know whether his own child would recognize.
他一直想说，我跟孩子第一次见面了，不晓得孩子要跟我讲什么话。
And he was thinking, what am I going to say? This is the first time I'm meeting my own child.
结果第一次见面的时候啊，孩子第一句话就要八戒呀喽，就骂他。
And who knew the first thing his child said to him when he met them was to scold
him. 意思说、啊、他好像动物一样啊，哦、那个骂日本骂人的话。
Basically called him an animal.
他说我真的该骂，我以前呢、啊、一直吸毒啊，放纵啊。生了那么多孩子都没有办法养。
And he says, yes, I deserve to be called this because in the past I took drugs, I had so many children, and yet I couldn't afford to raise them.
感谢主啊，后来孩子一个一个带回来，一个一个让他们洗礼。
But thank God, one by one he brought his children back, and they were one by one baptized.
所以信主以后啊，整个生活环境都改变。
After he believed in Jesus, his entire life transformed.
本来肝硬化快死掉的，神又是给他健康的身体。
Originally, he was at the point of dying soon, and yet God eventually gave him a healthy body.
所以说敬畏神啊，远离恶事。
So fearing God and departing from evil.
神会让我们身体健康啊。
If we do this, then God will allow us to be healthy.
保守我们十分的平安。
And he will grant us peace in all times.
我们看罗马书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 2.
罗马书二章。
Romans chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse
6. 罗马书二章第六节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 6.
他必照个人的行为报应个人。第七节。
7.
凡恒心行善，寻求荣耀、尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。第八节。
Verse 8.
唯有结党不顺服真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒恼恨报应他们。第九节。
9.
将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。第十节
，verse ten，
却将荣耀、尊贵、平安加给一切行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。十一节
，eleven，
因为神不偏待人。这里谈到说啊，神是公义的神呐、啊。不偏待人。
The passage discusses here that God is a righteous God who shows no partiality.
按照人所行的来施行报应赏罚。
And according to whatever man does, God will reward them accordingly.
一个敬畏神啊，行善的人，所以神不但给他永生的福气。
So if a person fears God and reveres God, not only will he receive the blessing of eternal life.
所以把荣耀、尊贵、平安加在他们身上。
He will also have glory, peace added onto him.
但是那些作恶啊，行不义的人呢、啊、
？On the other hand, those who do evil and those who do wicked.
所以神给他们患难困苦。
God will give them tribulation and suffering.
所以我们看到说、啊。敬畏神的人、啊、是神祝福的。
So we see those who fear God are blessed by God.
我们看到很多啊，敬畏神的人，神赐福给他们。
And we see this, a lot of people who fear God truly are blessed.
好像西西家王本来病得快死掉了。
For example, King Hezekiah was sick unto the point of death.
神借着先知跟他讲说啊，你有什么遗嘱，赶快做个交代。
The God through a prophet said, if there's anything left, you must charge others. Do something.
因为你得了必死的病啊，不能够再活了。
Because you have an illness unto death, and you will not live any longer.
因为西西家王啊，本来就很敬畏神。
Now, because Hezekiah was already a God-fearing person,
虽然病得很重
，even though he was very sick,
但他马上啊流泪向神祷告。
He immediately shed tears and prayed to God, saying,
啊，说神啊，求你纪念啊，我一生当中啊，存着诚实敬畏你的心。
He said, Lord, please remember how I have feared you in my heart all of my life.
啊，求你纪念我。
Please remember me.
啊，结果西西家就痛哭啊。
And Hezekiah wept bitterly.
这神马上叫先知说，你回去告诉他。
Immediately, God heard it and sent the prophet and said,
我已经听到了你的哭声，已经看到你的眼泪。
Tell him, I've heard your cry and I've seen your tears.
我要加增你十五年的寿命。
I will add 15 years to your life.
啊，三天以后啊，你就能够下床。
Three days from now, you will be able to get off from your bed.
啊，真的一个敬畏神的人啊，他们的眼泪啊，神不轻看。
For a person who fears God, God does not look lightly on their tears.
啊，这里面谈到那个多加。他广行善事。
Bible talks about a woman Dorcas who did good deeds.
也是一个敬畏神的妇女。
She was a God-fearing woman.
后来因为她生病很重，后来就离世了。
Because she was sick, she eventually died.
很多人呐、啊，看到多加的离世很舍不得。
The Bible says that many people saw her pass away and just were sad to see her go.
很多寡妇啊，带着多加生前给他们做的衣服。
Many widows brought all the garments that she had made for them.
他们觉得很难过，这么好的。人啊，这么年轻就离世了。
And they all felt unfortunate that such a young good woman died so early.
所以他们就请彼得来啊。
And so they invited Peter.
啊，彼得就为他们祷告，这个让这个多加又活过来。
And Peter came and prayed for her, and she resurrected.
让他们得到很大的安慰啊。
And everyone was comforted.
所以圣经里面说，敬畏神呐、啊，啊，行善的人呐、啊，都能够得神的悦纳祝福。
The Bible tells us that those who fear God.And obey God will be accepted and blessed by God.
真的，神会把荣耀、尊贵、平安啊，赐给这些行善的人。
And God will truly bestow glory, peace, and honor to those who do good.
以利沙有一个仆人叫做基哈西。
Prophet Elisha had a servant named Gehazi.
本来做先知的仆人呐、啊，就是要来服侍神、学习服侍神、服侍人的。
The servant of God is to learn to serve God and to serve man.
但是很可惜啊，他没有学好，反而学坏。
Unfortunately, he didn't learn the teaching well and learned it poorly.
所以后来他很不幸。
And so he did some unfortunate things.
有一个亚兰王的元帅叫做乃曼。
There was a commander of the Syrian army named Naaman.
因为他全身长大麻风
，because he was a leper，
他家的小侍女告诉他说：“我恨不得你赶快去以色列找先知。
”There was a servant girl in his house said, "I wish you would go to Israel to seek the prophet."
后来乃曼就跟王讲说：“我要到以色列去。
”And then so Naaman said, "I want to said to his king, I want to go to Israel."
啊，这个乃曼就带了很多的礼物啊，到了以色列地来。
And so this man Naaman brought many gifts and went to the land of Israel to seek the prophet.
啊，以利沙先知说啊，告诉他说，派一个仆人告诉他说，你到约旦河沐浴七次，你的麻风病会好起来。
Without ever meeting Naaman, the prophet Elijah sent his servant to tell Naaman, saying, "Go to the Jordan River and dip seven times, and you will be cleansed."
啊，本来乃曼元帅很生气。
Originally, when Naaman heard this, he was very upset.
我是一个元帅，堂堂来到这里。
He says, "I am a commander of an army coming here to see you."
啊，你先知啊，应当出来啊，在我这个长麻风的地方，为我按按手，替我祷告。
And you as a servant, you should come out here and see me and lay hands on me and pray for me.
啊，没想到你连出来都见我一面都不要。
And yet, who knew that you didn't even come out to see me at
all? 只是叫一个仆人说叫我去约旦河洗澡七次。
Merely, all you did merely was send your servant to tell me to wash seven times in the River Jordan.
啊，就是那个水啊，可以医好我毛病啊，让我们亚兰国的河流啊更大，水更好。
if water alone can cure me of leprosy, then I have even more cleaner water in my own land.
后来生气的就要回去了。
So he was angry and wanted to go home.
后来仆人跟他讲说，你为着让蒙恩病得医治啊。
Then his servant girl said to him, for the sake of healing you of your leprosy,
如果先知告诉你一个很难的方法，你要不要做？
If the prophet had told you a difficult method, would you have done it?
何况说啊，主是到河里沐浴七次呢？
And now he's telling you simply to go bathe 7 times in the Jordan River.
后来这个元帅听懂了。
And then so this commander, he understood the meaning.
他就乖乖地到约旦河沐浴七次。
And he quietly and obediently went and bathed 7 times in the Jordan River.
所以神就在他身上显出大能。
Through on this man, God revealed his great power.
他的麻风便消失了。
His leprosy was cleansed.
说那个皮肤啊, 变成好像婴孩的皮肤一样。
The Bible recorded that his skin became as smooth as a baby's.
哇, 那能够得到这么大的医治啊, 当然很感激。
And for him to receive such a great healing, of course, he was very thankful.
所以带了很多的礼物啊, 要送给先知以利沙。
And so he brought many gifts to give to the prophet Elijah.
先知啊, 知道说啊, 这个不是我的能力, 这是神。 神的医治啊,
Prophet Elijah, however, knew that this wasn't because of his ability, but because of God.
所以以利沙无论怎样就不接受乃曼的礼物。
Under no circumstances would Elisha accept the gifts from Naaman.
所以乃曼就回去了。
Eventually, Naaman went home.
先知的门徒基亚西看来以后啊,
But the servant of Elisha Gehazi, when he saw this,
他就说我的老师啊怎么这么笨。
He thought, why is my teacher so foolish?
那么多的礼物啊他却不要。
There's so many gifts he wants to give you, and yet
所以他就发誓说我一定要去啊在拿曼那边啊得到一点礼物。
Then he vowed to himself that he would go to Naaman and take some kind of gift.
他背着伊丽莎就偷偷地跑去了。
Without telling Elisha, he secretly went to seek Naaman.
后来拿曼看到说这个先知的门徒来了。
When Naaman saw that the prophet's servant was coming to him,
他问他说到底什么事?
He asked him, what's going on?
这个基亚西就说, 因为我老师有朋友来, 说是不是你可以给他一点礼物?
Gehazi said, oh, my master has some friends who just came. Do you have some gifts that we could give him?
元帅就给他很多的金银, 很多的衣服。
And Naaman gave him a lot of gold and change of clothing.
基亚西搬回来以后, 就赶快把他藏起来。
Gehazi took this back and he quickly hid it.
然后去见以利沙，以利沙问他说：“你刚刚跑到哪里去了？”
And then he went to Elisha, and Elisha said, "Where did you go?"
他说：“没有啊，没有啊。”
He says, "I didn't go anywhere."
以利沙说：“那个人回来跟你讲话的时候，难道我没有跟你一起去吗？”
Elisha said, "When that man turned back to speak with you, was not my spirit there as well?"
现在是受金银啊买葡萄园的时候吗？
Is now the time to receive gifts and to buy vineyards?
先知就对他说：“你既然贪心呐，啊，得那些不该得的礼物。”
The prophet says, "Since you are greedy to take things which you should not take."
所以乃曼元帅的麻风啊，要发生在你的身上。
Now Naaman's leprosy shall be upon you.
所以后来这个基哈西啊就长了大麻风啊，受咒诅。
And Gehazi was cursed, and he became leprous.
所以真的，一个敬畏神行义的人呐。 神会赐给他，给他平安。
So it's true, if a person fears God and he does good, then God will grant peace.
像基哈西啊，这样行恶啊，用不欺骗的手段来得到财富。
But for people like Gehazi who try to cheat others to obtain things,
完了，失掉了这个健康的身体。He,
on the other hand, lost his healthy body.
所以说啊，你要敬畏神啊。 离开罪恶,
and that's why here in verse 7 it tells us to fear the Lord and depart from evil.
神就要医治你的肚脐啊，滋润你的白骨。
Then it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.
所以我们也听过很多啊，信主啊，行道啊，这个蒙神祝福的例子相当多啊。
And we know that there are many examples of people who obey God's teaching and are blessed greatly.
那我们听过一个见证哦，有一个弟兄还没有信主以前呢，常常醉酒。
We heard a testimony. There was a brother before he believed in God was always drinking and would get drunk.
他说那个蚊子啊叮到他转一转呢就昏倒在那里。
To the point that even when the mosquitoes stung him, they would fly in circles and drunk and fall to the ground.
那个弟兄啊叫做刘双贵了，我见过他。
This is a brother Liu, and I've actually met him before.
当然，他以前呢、啊、喝酒喝得很厉害。
In the past, he was a heavy drinker.
所以他太太啊都离家啊，不愿跟他住在一起。
To the point that his wife would even leave the house and refuse to stay with him.
啊，不过感谢主，后来他来信主啊。他的那个坏习惯就戒掉了。
But thank God after he believed, he changed his bad habits.
啊，后来身体又健康起来。
And his body became healthy.
啊，他带着孩子啊回来跟他团聚。
And his wife brought back their children and lived with him again.
真的有些啊坏习惯要改啊不是那么容易。
It's true, a lot of our bad habits are difficult to change.
那神可以帮助我们啊，能够去掉一些不好的坏习惯。
But God can help us to get rid of them.
我们再看箴言第三章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 3.
第九节。
Chapter 3 verse 9.
箴言三章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9.
说你要以财物和一切出所的土产尊荣神。第十节。
10.
这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。这里讲到是甘心奉献啊，啊会丰盛有余。
It teaches us here that if we gladly offer to God, then we will also have plenty.
啊，古时候以色列人呐、啊，他们要拜神的时候说，叫他们不可空手朝见神。
In the old times when the Israelites came to worship God, they would tell them not to come empty-handed.
啊，尤其他们每年呐、啊、有一定的节期。
Especially when each year they had a set festival.
啊，他们都要去守节。
That they would have to keep it.
啊，守节当中啊，当然要献祭。
And of course, in part of the festival, they would often make sacrifices.
所以当他们土产收成来以后
，So after they would tend their fields and harvest their crops.
啊，先不可以吃。
They couldn't eat it yet.
要先把一小部分啊拿来啊，把它献给神以后。
Instead, first they need to take a small portion of it and offer it to God.
啊，其他的东西啊，才可以食用。
And only after they do that can they partake of their other harvest.
意思就是承认说啊，我今天所有得到的东西，我的聪明智慧啊，这些啊，得破财的力量是神给我的。
The purpose of doing this was to acknowledge that all that they obtained, their ability to make more, was from God.
所以要先向神感恩呐、啊。然后才享受神的祝福。
And so, if all of this came from God, then they first needed to thank God, and then they could partake it.
这是承认啊，我们一切所有的都是神赐给我们的。
This is to acknowledge that everything we have and receive is from God.
啊，我们一有这种感恩的心呐、啊，我们得到更多的恩。
Now, at the same time, if we have this heart of thanksgiving, we will receive even more.
啊，所以古时候的以色列民啊，神这样吩咐他们。
And so this is how God commanded the people back then.
啊，不要忘记用财物和土产来尊荣神。
Not to forget to honor God with their possessions.
啊，你晓得这样做啊，神就会赐福给你啊，丰盛而有余。
And if a person knows to do this, then his barns will be filled with plenty.
请看历代志上二十九章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志上二十九章。
First Chronicles chapter 29.
十一节
，verse 11。
历代志上二十九章十一节
，First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 11。
说神啊，尊大能力、荣耀、强盛、威严，都是你的。凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。十二节
，verse 12。
丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物。在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛，都出于你。十四节。
14。
十四节。
Verse 14。
我算什么？我的名算什么？竟能够如此乐意奉献，因为万物都是从你而来，我们把从你而得的来献给你。大卫啊，有心要为神建造圣殿。
David had a heart to build a temple for God.
那神说啊，你常常打仗，杀人流血，所以你不适合来建神的殿。
But God said to him, because you often went out to fight wars and shed much blood, you're not suitable to build this temple for.
我要让你的儿子啊，所罗门的时代啊，非常的太平。
Instead, I will allow your son Solomon to be to have a time of peace.
然后借着他来建造圣殿。
And through him, he will build the temple.
啊，虽然这样，大卫啊，并不灰心。
But even though God replied to them in this manner, not like David,
他反而奉献了很多财物作为建殿的材料。
He wasn't discouraged, and instead he offered a lot of the utensils and tools to build the temple.
他还鼓励以色列民啊，奉献来准备建造圣殿。
And he also encouraged and motivated them. The people to offer to build the temple.
后来全民啊，他们奉献很多的财物。
Ultimately, all of the people offered much of their wealth.
所以大卫啊就很感动啊，啊他就讲了这些话。
And when David saw it, he was touched, and he recited this.
他说神啊，我算什么？我们这些百姓算什么呢？
He says, God, who are we and who are your people?
其实啊，你是荣啊，你凡事啊。都是从你而来的。
For all things come from you.
尊大能力荣耀都是在乎你。
All of the glory, ability, and power, riches come from you.
啊，所以我们只是从你赏赐给我们的哪出一部分呢、啊？啊，来奉献给你，报答你。
All we are doing is giving back to you a portion of all that you have given to us.
啊，所以这是我们应当有的一种观念哈、哦。
Now this is the same concept we should have today.
一般没有信主的人认为说啊，我所得到的就是因为我的努力、我的能力得到的。
Most of the people who don't believe in God think everything they have was obtained through their own efforts.
但是我们敬畏神的人知道，一切的赏赐、一切的丰富都是由神而来。
But we who believe in God, we know that everything that we have, everything that is given to us, comes from
God. 既然都是从神而来的，所以我们要记得奉献感恩呢。
If everything comes from God, then we need to remember to offer back to God.
其实奉献感恩呢、啊，这也是一种蒙福的很重要的方法。
But really, this is also a very important way of being blessed.
我们看马拉基书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
马拉基书三章第十节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
说万军的神说啊，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我的家有粮，以此试试我。所以为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福给你们，甚至无处可容。十一节。
11.
万军的神说：“我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容他毁坏你们的土产、你们的田间的树、葡萄树在未熟之前也不掉果子。”十二节。
12.
万军的主说：“万国必称你们为有福的，因为你们的地必成为喜乐之地呀。”马拉基先知啊，鼓励以色列民。
The prophet Malachi encouraged the Israelite people.
说神设立这个十分之一的制度。
He said God established this responsibility to offer tithes.
啊，在我们不管是土产或做事业啊，啊收入的十分之一啊，啊奉献给神。
So whether you're a farmer or whether you're a merchant, a tenth of all that you possess should be given to God.
事实上啊，一切都是神给你的。
Because in fact, everything belongs to God.
啊，神只是要你所得到的啊，奉献十分之一。
God only wants a tenth of all that you earn.
他说你可以试试看呐、啊，啊，把它送入仓库，神是不是啊，从天上打开窗户？把福气倾倒给你。
And the prophet challenged the people, says, "You can test God, tithe him to see if he will open the windows of heaven to bless you abundantly."
啊，不容那个外来的因事啊来伤害你。
He will not let the devourer come to destroy you.
而且能够啊让你啊能够得到富足啊，成为啊美好的见证啊，让人所羡慕。
He will allow you to be blessed so that you can be a very beautiful example to others so that they will admire you.
啊，所以这里告诉我们啊，这个奉献是蒙福的一个因素。
So it tells us here that tithing is an important way of being blessed.
啊，当然神也是说，你可以做做看呐、啊。
And God is also telling us we can try it and see.
因为神要福气给你，叫你实行啊，啊不是出于勉强的。
Because God is telling you to tithe not out of force but out of your free will.
那我们甘心乐意啊，能够做看啊，去体会神的祝福。
So we can freely and thankfully offer ourselves and then to test to see if God will bless us.
啊，这个这样来加添你的信心呐、啊。
That by doing this you can increase your faith.
啊。让你、啊、去体会神的丰盛。
To experience the abundance of God.
啊， 所以我们再看一节圣经哦，哥林多后书第九章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
A 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章
2 Corinthians chapter 9
第七节
verse 7
九章第七节
chapter 9 verse 7
少种的少收多种的多、第七节个人要随本心所酌定不要作难不要勉强因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜悦的第八节
verse 8
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。保罗在这里啊，用马其顿教会来勉励哥林多的教会。
Paul here used the example of the Macedonian churches to encourage the Corinthian churches.
因为马其顿的教会啊，他们在奉献上有很好的表现。
And it was because the church in Macedonia had a very good example in terms of tithing.
保罗说啊，神给你的，你手上所拥的，好像一些种子一样。
Paul says that what God gives you are like a few things in your hand.
你这个种子你要善用，还要把它撒在田地里面。
These are like seeds in your hand, and you have to use these seeds.To sow them on the ground.
所以撒了以后啊，它会有百倍的收成。
So that after you sow it, you will reap a hundredfold.
所以你撒的越多啊，将来收成就会越多。
The more you sow, the more you will reap in the future.
因为这个种子是神给你的。
Because these seeds are given
to you by God. 让你有行善捐书的力量。
And God is giving you the ability to help and to give to us.
你如果越会行善，越会做啊。神就给你更多的种子。
If you know how to give more to other people, then God will grant to you even more seeds.
让你更有能力啊，来行善。
So that you have even more ability to do good.
说我们知道说这个奉献啊，好像在撒种一样啊。
And so we know that tithing is like sowing seeds.
说你如果能够晓得啊，去运用它，神会把更多的恩惠啊赐给你。
If we know how to use these seeds, then God will grant to us even more blessings.
让你更加有能力，更加富足，来行更多的善事。
So that you will have even more ability, more wealth to do good for others.
所以行善啊，反而是行善奉献啊，是蒙福的一个很重要的基础。
So doing good by tithing is also a very important elementary principle of being blessed.
看历代志下三十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31.
历代志下三十一章。
2 Chronicles chapter 31.
历代志下三十一章。
2 Chronicles chapter 31.
第十节。
Verse 10.
三十一章第十节。
Chapter 31 verse 10.
撒都家的大祭司以撒利亚回答西西家王。
Here Azariah, the chief priest of Zadok, replied to Hezekiah.
他自从民将供物送给神的殿以来，我们不但吃饱，且剩下甚多，因为神赐福给他的民，所剩下的才这样丰盛啊。西家的时候啊，他曾经鼓励百姓献十分之一。
Hezekiah at one point encouraged the people to offer tithes.
这个百姓越献越多啊。
And the more the people offered, the more they had, and they offered even more.
西家王就问那个祭司说：“哇，怎么献这么多啊？”
So Hezekiah asked the chief priest, saying, "How come there's so much offering?"
大祭司说：“自从百姓奉献了以后，神赐福给他们越多啊。”
And the chief priest responded, said, "Once the people began to offer, God blessed them with even more abundance."
所以他们更加富足，更努力奉献。
So that they were even more wealthy, and they tithed even more diligently.
所以我们很多弟兄姊妹就是。
A lot of our church brothers and sisters are just like this.
尤其我觉得说我们在美国的教会。
Especially in our churches in America.
事实上我们人数不多。
Even though there are so few of us.
在美国的教会可以说在整个世界各教会当中奉献相当出力的。
Yet we can see that worldwide we offer so much.
但是我们看到我们的弟兄姊妹神让我们真正富足。
And we see that God truly allows us believers to be blessed.
这是因为我们甘心乐意奉献神的祝福。
And so this is because we freely and willingly offer tithes to God.
不只是说啊, 我们教会一间地建立这个成立。
It's not to say that our church we tithe until it's built.
我看我们弟兄姊妹的生活啊, 还是蛮安定的。
Because our believers also have a very stable life.
我以前在台湾的时候啊,
When I used to be in Taiwan,
听到我们早期的那个山地教会, 因为他们一开始生活很穷困。
When I look at the Aboriginal churches, in the very beginning, they were very poor.
但是后来我们去访问的时候，每一间啊，那个会堂都盖得很漂亮。
And yet, when we went to visit them, each and every one of their chapels were very beautiful.
在那个部落里面呢，最漂亮的是我们的礼拜堂。
In their little village, the most beautiful building was our church.
再来就是信徒的住家。And
then after that, it was the houses of our own believers.
虽然他们在一开始很穷困呐。 但是他们都把教会啊，先把它盖起来。
Even though they were very poor originally, they first built the church.
所以在那个很偏僻的地方啊，有很山层啊，钢筋水泥很漂亮的那个建筑。
And you can see that in a remote area, there's a three-story building built out of concrete.
很多那个时候他们的房子啊，都是茅草屋哎。
In that time, a lot of their own houses were built from straw and hay.
但是我们教会的礼拜堂起来了，信徒的家就盖起来。
But once our chapel was built, then all of the members' houses also were became better.
神给他们聪明智慧呢。
God gave them wisdom and intelligence.
他们盖会堂啊，都是黑板上画一画就可以盖了。
These people, when they built the chapel, they would just sketch up a drawing on the blackboard and then start building.
他都不要请建筑师设计啊，但是他们盖起来不会比较差。
They didn't need to hire an architect, and yet their buildings are not any worse than
anyone else. 里面都有雕刻啊，很漂亮的。
And they have beautiful carvings on the inside.
所以神也给他们呢。 这种智慧啊，去帮人家盖房子。
And so God also gave them this wisdom so they could help others build houses.
啊，他们自己的家也盖得很漂亮。
And their own homes are built beautifully.
啊，所以真的哈，越奉献啊，越神越祝福。
So it's true. The more you offer to God, the more blessing you will receive.
哦，听我们教会的长辈在讲。
When I listen to some of our older ministers,
啊，一开始的时候啊，因为看到他们穷。
Our older believers, they say in the very beginning,
就叫他们说啊，你们不要奉献啦。
And then so they would even say, oh, you don't need to tithe.
结果他们不奉献，越不奉献越穷。
And so they didn't tithe, but as soon as they stopped tithing, they became even more poor.
后来他们自己主动说，你给我们一点福分嘛，让我们有机会嘛。
And then so they started to say, well, give us an opportunity to tithe and offer to God.
后来每年啊，总会在编排各教会的奉献啊，我来就给他们多少编一点。
And then so when the GA was coming up with their allocations, they also gave an allocation to
the church.
And then so the more these churches offered, the more wealthy
they became. And so
it's true, our God is a living
fountain. It's
a water that is unceasing.
小的越撒种啊，神就给你更多的种子。
If you know to sow more seeds, then God will give you more seeds.
所以马拉基先知说，你可以做做看嘛。
That's why Prophet Malachi challenges saying,
意思就是说，你实行一段时间看看。
Try for a small period of time.
或者说你的家人当中啊，有一两个人啊，先做做看。
Or you can have a few members in your house first try and see.
其实其他的道理啊，神都叫我们不可以试探他。
Of all the other teachings, God tells us we can't test him.
唯有这个奉献说，你可以试试看，做做看。
But only in this one, in offering, he lets us.
神是不是打开窗户，把福气倒给你？
To see if he will open the windows of heaven to bless us abundantly.
其实我们平时啊，不太喜欢讲这个奉献，以为说啊，教会一直要我们的钱呢。
You know, usually we tend not to speak about this. Otherwise, members will get the impression we always want money from them. Because that's not the case.
我们奉献了，我们也不会收啊。你自己甘心乐意去投啊。
We don't have gatherings or collection plates. If you want to offer, you offer.
但奉献的道理是蒙福之道。
But the teaching of offering is the key of blessing.
我们听了以后，你可以自己试试看，自己去做。
After you've heard it, you can try and see yourself.
你自己去体会。
You can experience.
因为这种道理啊，没有办法勉强的。
Because this type of teaching can't be forced.
最后我们看箴言3章11节。
Let's lastly look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11.
箴言3章的11节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11.
说不可轻看神的管教。
Says, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord.
因为神所爱的啊，就会责备管教。
For whom the Lord loves, he corrects.
我们知道儿女啊。 他们在成长的过程当中啊，有时候会犯错。
You know that children, as they grow older, they make mistakes.
这父母亲啊，为着爱他，让他知道什么是对，什么是错。
And parents, out of love, they want their children to know what's right and what's
wrong. 所以当孩子错了以后啊，父母亲有责任就管教他。让他知道说这样错了，你不要再去犯。
So whenever the child makes a mistake, the parent has the responsibility to chastise him, to correct him, so he knows what's right and what's wrong.
所以说，这个管教是做儿子啊必须受的。
And so being chastised is something that a child must endure.
我们既然是神的儿女，也是一样。
Now if we're God's children, then the same applies.
神为着要帮助我们能够走在正道上面。
In order to help us to walk on the path of uprightness.
如果我们行为偏差了，神就好像父母亲一样会管教你。
Sometimes when we walk astray, like a parent, God will chastise us.
所以约伯记里面说啊，神管教我们呢，就是避免我们走到那个陷坑里面去。
In the book of Job, it tells us that God chastises us to prevent us from falling into a pit.
所以要让我们在神的圣洁上有份。
So that we can have part in God's holiness.
让我们能够结出啊平安的果子。
To bear fruit of peace.
所以父母亲呢，管教儿女不是害他，不是恨他，是爱他。
And so for a parent to chastise their children, it's not that they hate them, it's because they love
them. 所以我们能够接受神的管教，才能够成为神的爱子。
Likewise, only if we receive God's correction can we truly become His children.
所以当有时候啊，神管教我们的时候，我们要思想啊，改变我们的脚步。
If God one day chastises us, then we need to take time to reflect and to change our footsteps.
我们来希伯来书十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第八节。
Verse
8. 希伯来书十二章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8.
我们从第七节看。
Let's start from verse 7.
十二章第七节。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
说你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们好像待儿子，原有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？第八节。
Verse 8.
管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子啦。第九节。
Nine.
再者，我们曾有生身的父亲管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？第十节。
Ten.
生身的父啊，都是暂随己意管教我们。唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，所以我们在他圣洁上有份。十一节。
Eleven.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反倒觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的事情结出平安的果子，就是义。十二节。
Twelve.
所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不住歪脚，反得全益。这里讲到说，我们不要轻看神的管教。
Tells us here again, we shouldn't despise God's chastening.
做儿子的都会接受父亲的管教。
As sons, we're often chastened by our fathers.
我们既然是天父的儿女啊。
Now, if we are God's children,
他为着要让我们走在正道不偏差，
in order to help us walk upright, so we don't astray,
让我们得益处在圣洁上有份，
so that we can benefit and have part in His holiness.
所以当我们有偏差的时候，神就会管教你。
Then, as soon as we walk astray, God will correct us.
我们在管教受愁苦的时候，我们就要思想。
And when we are being corrected, when we are sorrowful, then we need to
调整我们的脚步，
and we need to adjust our footsteps.
这样就能够为我们结出平安的果子来。
And then we can yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
所以说不要厌烦神的管教。
And so we shouldn't loathe or be discouraged by God's chastening.
有一次我去探访一个老姐妹。
One time I visited an elderly sister.
因为她生病在床上。
Because she was sick and she was in her bed.
医生是说啊, 看起来好像没有病, 啊, 但是她又很痛苦。
The doctor said, well, it doesn't look like she has a particular sickness, but yet she's in pain.
啊, 医生看了没有用啊, 祷告也没有效。
So she went to see doctors and it was useless. She prayed and there was no effect.
啊, 后来她的媳妇啊, 就偷偷告诉我们。
Then later on, her daughter-in-law came and secretly told us.
说我妈妈啊, 告诉我的邻居。
She said, my mother told our neighbor
说我们信耶稣的人不可以去庙里拜拜。
That as Christians, we can't go into the temple to
worship. 但是我有50块钱，你帮我到庙里帮我抽一个签。
But I have $50, I'll give it to you. You go to the temple for me and cast lots.
他知道说我们不可以去庙里拜拜，因为拜偶像不对。
The mother knew that we couldn't go to the temple because worshiping idols is wrong.
结果去拿钱了，叫邻居啊帮他出钱呐。
But she gave money to her neighbor to go to the temple for her to. Seek a meeting.
当然她是出于无知啊。
She did this out of her ignorance.
所以神爱她，就让她生病。
And God loved her and allowed her to get sick.
所以她一直想来想去都不知道什么病。
And so the mother, she kept thinking and she didn't know why she was sick, but she was in pain.
后来知道了以后，我们就当她说：“你这样不对啦，你要向神悔改。”
After we found out what happened, we told her, said, "You know, this is not right. You need to repent to God."
感谢主啊，她自己悔改以后啊，她就好了。
And thank God, she repented on her own, and right away she was healed.
所以我们知道这是神的爱啊。
So we know this is God's love to us.
因为怕你啊，一直的偏差下去。
Because he's afraid you will continue to go astray.
啊，再偏差，离开神，最后的结果就失掉福分了。
Because the end result of departing from God is you lose your.
所以当你有一点错误啊，神就管教你，要让你回头。
So as soon as you make a small mistake, God will chastise you to return.
啊，有一次啊，有一个传道的妈妈。
One time, a preacher's mother.
啊，她要去菜市场买菜。
She went to the market to buy groceries.
啊，有个邻居啊，因为那个时候刚好外邦人在拜拜。
And there were some neighbors and some of these Gentile people were worshiping idols.
啊，就拿钱说啊，你到菜市场啊，啊，帮我买一些啊。 那个肉啊，我回来要拜拜。
And then so her neighbor said, well, if you're going to the market, let me give you some money, buy some meat for me so I can offer it to them.
啊，他想说我们虽然不拜啊，邻居偷我们的啊，帮他买一下，做个人情也没有什么不对啊。
And so the mother thought, well, we don't worship idols, but you know, you're just asking me to buy meat. You know, I can do this out of being friendly.
啊，所以就照着邻居的要求啊，到那个肉店啊，就啊买了很多的肉。
And so as her neighbor requested, she went to the market and she bought all of the meat.
她很奇怪啊，哎呀，付钱的时候那个皮包啊，就是怎么都打不开。
But for some reason, when she came to pay for the food, there was, for some reason, her wallet wouldn't open.
那从来没有这样啊。
And it had never happened before.
但是那个时候她还没有想到说为什么会这样。
But she didn't think anything of it, why it was happening.
啊，最后还是说，啊，那我回家，我再拿钱给你好了。
And then she said, well, let me go home and I'll come back with the money.
那我回去以后啊。 啊，就开始觉得啊，身体很不舒服。
Soon as she went home, she started to feel very.
她说那个肚子好像一个大石头啊，啊，哇，好重啊。
She felt like there was a stone in her belly.
她说觉得非常难过。
And she felt very uncomfortable.
啊，坐着也不是，起来走也不是啊。
Whether sitting or standing, it was uncomfortable.
她一直想说啊，我怎么会这样啊？好难过，好难过。
Why is this happening? It's so uncomfortable.
啊，去找医生啊，医不好。
She went to the doctors and they couldn't heal her.
啊，经过了一个礼拜，她还想不起来。
After a week, she still couldn't think of why it was happening.
啊，最后啊，她就突然间啊，走到那个她跟邻居见面，邻居把钱拿给她的时候。
Then she was walking out and she walked past a neighbor and the neighbor met her to give her money and then
那个时候她才想起说哇对了我的邻居啊就在这个地方啊拿钱给我叫我帮他买那个拜拜的东西
Then all of a sudden she remembered this is the place where my neighbor asked me to buy her food to worship idols.
大概是我这个事情啊不对了啊神不喜悦了。
And then she thought, oh, I must have done this, and this is something that displeases God.
啊，后来啊，她就向神悔改啊，就得医治了。
And then she repented to God, and then she was healed.
所以说啊，有时候我们有一些偏差不对的地方。
So sometimes we make mistakes, we deviate from God's.
神为着要让我们呢，能够成为真正圣洁啊，在神的圣洁上有份。
And in order for us to be truly able to partake in God's holiness,
啊，避免玷污啊，呃。 做一些神不喜悦的事情。
To prevent us from being defiled and doing things which displease God.
所以说神就管教我们了，他来提醒我们。
So God will chastise us to remind us.
这是神的爱啊，帮助我们了。达到完全好像精进一样。
But this is God's love to us so that we can reach perfection.
他说我们常常听道理啊，就是帮助我们。
When we listen to sermons, this is helping us.
说我们如果留心神的话，谨守遵行他的诫命。
If we keep fast to God's words and hold on to them,
一切的诫命，一切的福气啊，就会追随着你。
Then all the blessings will follow and be added to us.
那你出入平安。
So whether you go out, you will be blessed.
那你出也蒙福，进也蒙福。
When you go out or you're coming in, you will be blessed.
我们就谈到这里，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
520首。
520。
说我们不只是听到，要把它行在我们的生活当中。
And we shouldn't be hearers only, but we should also be doers in our lives.
就会在我们所行的事上来蒙福。
So that by doing these things in our lives, we too can be blessed.
说我们在行道啊，行善，好像在撒种一样。
As we do God's will, as we do good deeds, we're sowing seeds.
说你流泪撒种，就能够欢呼收割。
And if you sow in tears, then you will reap in joy.
只要我们能够行出来，你就能够看到神所赐的福。
As long as we can do it, then we will see God's blessing.
愿主耶稣祝我们大家。
May God bless you all.
我们再一次来祷告。
Let's once again kneel down to pray.
为教会圣工发展祷告。
We pray for the growth of the holy work in the church.
又为教会的弟兄姊妹软弱的身体欠安的帮助祷告。
We pray for the members in the church who are weak physically, spiritually.
为慕道朋友祷告。
We also pray for our visiting friends.
求主能够让我们道理明白，能够增加我们的信心。
To pray that God will allow us to understand His truth and to increase our faith.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.